Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother 6 coverage for Rob Has a Podcast. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I am going to be speaking with the latest player evicted from the Big Brother Canada 6 house after what might be one of the fastest exits from the house we have ever seen. So I believe we have Andrew on the line here. Andrew, how's it going?
Taryn, what's good, man? Man, I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing, man. Like, as a fan of all things reality TV, you guys got the show of shows, bro. You know that already, though.
Thank you so much, man. I didn't realize you were listening.
Of course, man. I was watching y'all going before even going into the house. Like, I was all the celebrity Big Brother stuff. Who won? Who won Celebrity Big Brother? Can you tell me?
Oh, wow. Marissa ended up winning. Can you believe
what?
It? Yeah, she went to the final two with Ross, the jury was bitter. They went for Marissa.
I liked Ari to win. She was she's super aggressive, man.
Right?
And she she looked good too while doing it too, which is awesome.
Well, I'm very excited to be talking to you, and very sad also to be talking to you so early.
Man, I tried to represent for the real deal fans, man. I tried to be good TV. I tried to make strong moves. I tried to play a game that, you know, the people would respect. And these young whippersnappers, man, I don't know what game they're playing, but it ain't Big Brother, bruh.
Yeah, you really booked it out of there too. Did you plan to leave so quickly?
Yeah, you know, I had a couple conversations with my team, you know, the real deal guys. Like I told Ryan far in advance what I was going to do. I told Hams, I told Marin. I think I told Will as well in the bathroom. So I shouted out, and for the people that, you know, it's been a rough week. So for the people that actually like made time to chat me up, and, you know, I told them like, hey, no love lost. You know, it's all love. I'll see you when y'all get out. But I ain't really hanging out to do all the fake love and the fake hugs and the double taps on the back. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw how they did Rosie a week before, and I was like, oh, y'all ain't got love for Rosie, man. Y'all pretending to have love for Rosie, you know what I mean? So I was smarter. I was like, I couldn't deal with it anymore, man. Like, I just had to go.
So did you have any hard feelings getting voted out unanimously?
Was it unanimous? Damn, bro.
I guess you weren't listening.
Yeah, I was already gone, man.
Yeah.
Like, I knew, I think at that point, like, I knew the writing was on the wall, man. So if it's unanimous or not, no, you know, it's whatever, bro. Like, I said, I'm from Scarborough, and out here we're taught to read the body language. So I knew, like, you know, and I also told guys, like, you know, you don't expose your hand too soon based on just loyalty. You know what I mean? So it doesn't even matter. Plus, my allies were, you know, the guys that had no vote anyway. So Ryan couldn't vote because he was HOH, and Hams was on the block next to me. So at the end of the day, like, it's all good.
Yes. You seem particularly upset with Erica and her role in your eviction. How do you feel about that now?
You know, I still am harboring a little bit of hard feelings, but like, I understand it's a game move. But like, here's my real issue, man. Like, don't ask me about my family. Don't ask me about like my wife. Don't give me these fake sincere hugs and whatever, and then stab me right in the face. You know what I mean? Like, if you're playing the game, play the game, but don't play the game and then, you know, try to, like, for me, it's like, I tried to be as authentic as I could. I tried, and maybe I was a little too real for reality TV in some regards, you know what I mean? But like, don't, you know, ask me about, and we shared so many wonderful stories and we have such a strong connection. So for her to kind of do me like that, man, it's just kind of, you know, I felt played, and, you know, I'm definitely not too happy about it at this current moment, but I'm sure as time goes on, you know, we'll be in a better space. You know what I mean? But like, I think pretty weak on her behalf. And that's where all the fake stuff was really targeted at. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, she wasn't a target of mine, and for her to kind of, you know, do what the house is dirty work and, you know, and jeopardize our friendship, I felt a type of way about that.
Yeah. How about Ryan? Because Ryan said that he felt like he needed to put you up to appease the house. Did you agree with that reasoning? Are you okay with it now?
Yeah, no, he's an idiot for that. But he's my buddy. You know what I mean? And I think even during that whole process, Ryan never left me, man. Ryan was, even when he told me, and I begged him, I don't know if you saw, but like, I begged this man to not put me up. I told him it was a bad mood. I told him he was getting played. I was telling him, like, you can't put your allies up, homie. Like, this is stupid gameplay. But he's like, no, I got this plan, Andrew. I got this plan. You know what I mean? And He was essentially like a mad scientist without a lab. But, you know, this game is crazy. You have all this time to think, and you overthink, and you overplay, and, it's just part of the game. But, no, he was he was super remorseful. He knew he messed up. He's a sweet guy, and he's a good friend of mine, and I look forward to seeing him outside the house.
Yeah. Do you think there was anything that you could have done to save yourself this week, or was it basically a foregone conclusion?
I think it was definitely a foregone conclusion. I think the House is just voting as a House because they're kind of lacking the, testicular fortitude to make moves on their own. They're really just doing, they're just playing band camp, as I called it. You know what I mean? Like, they just want to hang out together, laugh, and have good times. But, like, this is Big Brother, man. What are we doing here? You know, like, voting out Rosie was a bad game move. You don't need to vote out the old lady. She ain't a threat. Why not vote out the hot chick with the athletic body who has the mean social game? You know what I mean? And even for Hams, like, why keep Hams, who's a super, who's super athletic comp beast, instead of the older guy who's on an island by himself? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense. But, man, it is what it is at this point,
What would you have done if you had won the HOH that week?
Oh, man, if I won the HOH that week, I definitely would have put up Olivia and somebody, or Olivia and Kayla was definitely on my radar, or even the way Derek, I'd seen Derek's true colors actually earlier. He kept on asking if he could ask Kayla about stuff. I'm like, bro, are you playing the game, or is Kayla playing the game for you? You know what I mean? Just weak dudes, you know what I mean? So, yeah, he looks good in the suit, but, like, you take that suit off, he's a bit of a worm, you know what I mean? So, end of the day, like, you gotta play your own game. And if he's worrying about what his chick inside the house is gonna think, that's not the type of guy I want to align with. So I definitely would have sat him and his girl up on the block, or Olivia. Olivia's a mastermind on her own too, you know what I mean? So we'll see, but I guess we won't.
Tell me more about that initial heaven and hell divide that you had to come up with. What was the thought process behind the decision that you made to divide the house?
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say, like, Big Brother kind of screwed me with that by putting me in a tough spot immediately. But my rationale was simple. Like, I tried to put people up that I had a strong or a little vibe with, Hamza and I hit it off immediately. We came in talking basketball, talking sports. So I knew Hams was a good dude in my books, and we hit it off well, so he wasn't going to hell. Erica is a girl from Toronto. I'm from Toronto. We're both into sports. We're both into fashion. We're both into gold teeth and moisturizer. We have a lot of commonalities, so she was good in my books as well. Derek came in the house super fresh, super handsome. And to show that I wasn't a hater, I'm like, hey, this guy's handsome and fresh. I like handsome and fresh dudes. He's good with me. He could stay. Olivia, it was her birthday. Olivia's birthday was a couple days coming up. So I think I'd be a bit of a jerk if I just sent a girl to hell on her birthday. So I said, what? It's her birthday coming up. I don't want to be a mean guy. No problem, girl. You're safe in heaven. But in the contrast, the people that I sent to hell, I sent Big Will to hell because at the end of the day, Big Will and a big Mills, we were both big guys. So I knew, like, all I needed to do was have a conversation with him and we would be good. And then I also used that to, like, put another bunch of girls in there as well. So he was my pick to win the HOH because whatever it was, I was hoping that he'd win and then we'd be good. I sent Maddie down into hell simply because of numbers. Paris, I sent down to hell because she came in with the glitter dress and she had on the red bottoms on. So I'm like, well, obviously this girl is, not hurting for the bread. She probably lives a bit of a fancier lifestyle. She could, rough it out in hell for a little bit. Might add some character to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who do you think is playing the best game in the house?
I think Jesse's playing a pretty good game right now. He's kind of playing both sides, flying under the radar, but is in good physical condition as well. I think it's only a matter of time until, Erica or, even Allie, some of the bigger physical threats get pulled up on the block. You know, my boy Hams is playing wild and reckless, and I love that style of gameplay, aggressiveness, and you know what I mean? So shout-outs to Ham and you know, keeping it entertaining for the people that want to be entertained. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me, Andrew. I hope we get to talk to you some more over the course of the season.
Hey, Taryn, you can hit me up anytime, man. I'm happy to talk to you guys. Give me your Canadian correspondent. You know what I mean?
yeah, for sure.
Shout-outs, send Rob my love to you, bro.
Definitely. And there we go. Another person that I have had to break the news to about the outcome of Celebrity Big Brother. I had no idea Andrew is such a big fan of the show. So that's pretty cool. I think his eviction ultimately just comes down to just a little too aggressive at the start, trying to save Rosina, and then not having the best of allies in the house who are going to put you up on the block with a master plan that doesn't work out. So shame for Andrew. But moving on, we will have more coverage of Big Brother Canada 6. I will be live every morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that's happening on the live feeds. Rob will be back Monday night to recap the Monday night episode of Big Brother Canada 6. Then the LFC Roundtable will be live Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern to just discuss everything, get into the fine detail, and update our stock watch on the house. And then, of course, Thursday night again, I will be back to talk about the eviction episode of Big Brother Canada 6. Lots of great coverage heading your way. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.